welcome to the Melbourne Area Youth Development Joint Committee on Thursday the 5th of February. Welcome all. Let's move swiftly on. First one requiring a vote. MAYD 15, 25-26 to receive nominations and elect the chair of the MAYD Joint Committee. So,
You're welcome to nominate yourself indeed, or something.
Are you willing to stand?
I am willing to stand.
Exactly, then I will
not knowing what I've just set myself in for.
I will second that.
Thank you. So, Councillor Davey, and seconded by Councillor Barnes, show of hand, can I vote for myself?
You can indeed.
Can I? Okay.
I'm just checking, Chair, to end up. I can't vote because I'm not.
You're here as District of Council, yeah.
Okay.
I will abstain simply because I don't know the gentleman.
I'll ask my wife to phone you later.
Sorry, so I think it might be helpful to know who has voting rights and who doesn't, who's here.
Barbara has voting rights, and the three Melbourne Parish Councillors have voting rights.
Okay.
And Jay wouldn't have this evening, would be here or something else. Councillor Redlings would if he was here.
Can I say, if Councillor Redlings doesn't have to be on the committee, I'm going to find it very hard because the thing's coming up and I don't know what's my remit. And it'll come up later through you,
Chair. Okay. All right, that's going to be interesting first one then.
Thank you.
I may be making lots of notes.
Sounds like somebody voted first.
There we go. It smells like chocolate orange.
Oh, that would be nice. Is Jay with you?
Yeah, he's there.
I don't know what he's
doing. Fucking
hell.
So, three votes enough?
Three votes is just enough.
Fine, thank you. Carried. Do we not elect a vice?
We have a vice already.
Oh, of course
in
it
your
was.
Absence, yes.
Yes. Lovely.
You're right.
Hi, Jay. MAYD 16, 25, 26 to receive any apologies for absence. Do we have any?
Yep, apologies received from Councillors Clark, Garner, and County Councillor Stanchi, all with acceptable reasons.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Barnes, seconder. Councillor Davey, show of hands.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carried them. Oh, and do one abstain, was that?
No.
Do you vote? Sorry, I didn't turn around quick enough. Thank you. MAYD 17, 25, 26 to receive any declarations of, and someone say the word for me, interest and reasons from members of the Joint Committee on any item on the agenda.
None received.
Thank you. MAYD 18, 25, 26 consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on the 20th of November 2025. May I have a proposer, please? Councillor Pankhurst, seconder. Councillor Davey, show of hands. Carried unanimously.
Thank you, because I've already signed them.
I just realised that.
Sorry, I was being efficient.
Thank you. Sorry. MAYD 19, 25, 26. I've just done that, haven't I? MAYD 20, 25, 26 to confirm current members.
Sorry,
did we not?
Yeah,
sorry. 25, 26, sorry, MAYD 19, 25, 26, report and actions from or after the meeting held on the 20th of November 25.
So this very quick roundup of the main accounts. The reason Councillor Garner isn't here today is because he's fighting our corner of the Parish Council for the contribution towards MAYD. So we thank him very much for that one. Connections bus, I kept getting updates as I was publishing these things. So it was talking about advertising in other areas. I then thought, we won't do that because they've just told us they've got to cancel the bus for a little while, and then they came back again 2 days later and said they're doing it again. So I've asked Alan again for some flyers to pass around different areas, and we will have those for you as soon as we possibly can and send them to the clerk.
Yes, that would be great, and then she'll put that on the website.
Brilliant, lovely. The committee members, so we updated the terms of reference after the last meeting, and I believe we had full complement of councillors on the committee, but I'm going to have to check with a couple of them to make sure they wish to stay on the committee. We're noting the motion of support passed by Melbourne Parish Council to support funding of youth activities in our strategic goals. Then Councillor Kipriana and I attended the South Cams Youth Forum on the 21st of January. A lot of talking, but not very much action on that call. There were lots of agencies together, so it was good to see who was there, but we didn't have any action from that one.
Could I just ask, which parishes were invited to attend that?
How does one find out about it?
To the Youth Forum? Mm. I think you just have to put your hat in the mix and your name in the hat and they pull it out, I think. Okay. So it's part of Cambridgeshire County Council have a communities team, and if you raise your hand with them and just say you'd like to be part of it, you can do that. Would you like me to pass some details on to the clerk?
Well, I'd better find out more about it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
But well, I just thought I want to be able to report back to my parish council.
Yeah, it's advertised to us through Cambridgeshire County Council. I think it's a communication. I think it's called Sway, but I can't remember. There's a newsletter that comes around. But from that meeting, the community's coordinator then set up a very quick meeting between three other parishes, so ourselves, Histon and Impington and Cottenham, which was really beneficial. We're all trying to do exactly the same thing, and Cathy, the community coordinator, is going to try and help us move things along a bit more and kind of get more momentum. Part of the offer was to do part of the asset review of Melbourne to see what we're missing and what we have got and how we could use it, and look at how that would affect youth engagement and what we could do to build that. So what we were looking to invest quite a lot of money into, it looks as if the communities team at Cambridgeshire County Council can help us with. So they're going to go away and do that from an abstract that I share with them about what we're trying to do. And we'll just keep on that one and keep pressuring that one, because I think she may learn what other people need from it, and we'll get the benefit of them going through that piece of work. So that could be good. That was then followed up last night by the Practical Solutions Group, which was held at Melbourne Village College, which was great attendance, because everybody wanted to get a foot in the door, because we haven't been there for a very long time. We haven't been welcomed in for a very long time. There'll be actions to follow, but I struggled to find any actions from it, because I think everyone was just a bit too excited to be there and get their foot in the door. And the college seemed a little bit overwhelmed as to the amount of people that wanted to be working with them and wanted to be involved. Ooh. So I think it's highlighted to them what we need.
Could you give me a bit of a background on the Practical Solutions Group?
It was set up a while ago by County Councillor Vandenham.
Chair, would you like me to?
Yes, please.
There used to be some antisocial behaviour on the car park,
right,
with young people doing donuts in cars. And the original suggestion that was called the Antisocial Behaviour Group. And it was Councillor Susan Vanderbilt that said, could you put a different spin on it and call it the Practical Solutions Group? So there are practical PSGs. I mean, there's a PSG as part of the Community Safety Partnership as well. Yeah. So it's about finding solutions to areas that need a solution to be found to. And originally, it wasn't as... didn't involve as many agencies. Often it was the youth development worker and the school, really, and the head boy and the head girl of the school used to be involved in trying to get students from the school to be involved in different projects. So one of them was the water bottle fillers. So then they had every student at Melbourne Village College, they did fundraisers, they usually had a water bottle, so they were, you know, the right classic ones. So it was sort of fairly low key, but now I think with the community coordinators, it's trying to be bigger and not just youth, but also all the other agencies in the village, different age groups, just to try and get everybody together to work together to solve potential, to come up with practical solutions to issues, wherever they may be. Yeah.
Do as it says on the bottom.
Yeah. Rather than the antisocial behaviour group.
Yeah.
What kind of agencies were there?
Yesterday was the community safety group, so the representation from the police. There was a group called Target something, which has completely left me, but they look after mental health in different areas. They were focusing on the youth, but that was target something. We had the communities team from Cambridgeshire County Council, and there were usually representatives like Alan from the Connections Bus and all that sort of thing. They spoke a lot about mixed music and kind of the good that they thought they could do from, they're currently running a boxing scheme at Melbourne Village College that they will want to introduce to mixed music to try and get the kind of move on. So they've only got a 12-week scheme for that, so they want a longevity in that one. Who else was there? Councillor Van Der Ven was there for the Councillor Van Der Ven, sorry.
Susan was there
as part of the Community Rail Partnership and talking about the discounted rail fares for youth in the county, things like that. So it's just a bunch of people getting together to try and.
Is it a minuted meeting?
It is, yes.
There will be minutes.
Yeah,
it will be.
Of course, I'll bring those. Yeah. Indeed.
That sounds like one we need to get involved. Is it going to be a regular meeting? Or will it become a regular meeting?
There's 4-year standard, but if there's anything over and above or a project that we need to bring to that one. Councillor Clark was there and he raised the idea of a youth council again, which they were very keen on.
And it's chaired by?
Chaired by Cathy Shaw, the communities coordinator.
Cathy, online, yeah.
So, through you, Chair. I mean, I've also sit on the Community Safety Partnership at South Cairns District Council, and I'm aware that a lot of the time some of the initiatives are around boxing, and I've spoken an awful lot about the fact there are other things like the work that you're doing. So hopefully, I think what this gives is an opportunity for things to get a bit more joined up, because lots of people are doing little things, and if we can get them joined up and initiatives being promoted and funded.
Well, I'm just heartened that there is a forum that seems to have got different agencies together.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm wondering through you, Chair, if it would be appropriate, obviously, for the Chair of MAID to be invited to the next meeting.
I'd love to. And does the school has representation in there as well?
Everybody's invited, so the primary school are invited, the college are invited. This is the first time in quite a while that the college have engaged, so it was brilliant. And I think the pressure yesterday was that we continue to meet at the college, because it's fabulous to be there with the senior leadership team. So yeah, continue to do that.
So was a date set for the next meeting?
No, that'll come around with the minutes.
Okay.
I think all the church groups are invited as well within
the
village, so it's a real multi-agency.
Well, I'm glad to see everyone's concerned. MAYD 20, 25, 26 to confirm current members of the committee.
So I believe I might have to go back out to full council with this one, because Councillor Clark has sent his apologies. He will be attending. I'm not 100% sure about Councillor Redlands now, whether he's a member or not. So I'll follow that up and put out a call for more members, because we can have up to 5. So I will do that in the next meeting.
Councillor Redlands is not, could we approach Councillor Campbell, who's involved with the Cubs and the Scouts, would not be a good fit for his interests as well?
Thank you.
Okay. MAYD 21, 25, 26 to receive the MAID accounts.
Accounts sit as they were in November. We've only had one spend, which was the Connections Bus, since that time, so they remain as they were presented previously.
And is the preset set? It's the same amount year out? Yeah, okay.
Until we've got plans, I wouldn't anticipate the preset increasing.
I just wanted to show that was locked in, Very good. Sorry.
I'm just suddenly thinking, would it be worthwhile trying to incrementally increase the amount so that we actually have a bit of a sort of war chest?
Mm-hmm. We've kind of got a bit of a war chest because we haven't really spent a huge amount out over the last...
well, that's quite healthy.
Yeah, so it is,
yeah, but
it's more than that. There's more than that. This is the cash flow.
Yeah.
Accounts are a separate sheet. And we, I think we're about 16,000 in there. And I still have put 6,500 in. So we've got a little bit of war chest, which is why we've precepted for the 6,500.
Just the 6,500.
But then once we've got some plans and someone in, then we can start looking at going a bit more. But it did kind of go quiet and made them quiet for a little while, so they're still quite good.
Okay, because I was just thinking if we needed things like sort of architects or, you know, left or something, like a green polling, that sort of figure.
Yeah.
Councillor Packard.
It occurs to me, if we can get other parishes involved, I know Foxton used to be, and we did determine last time that there are students coming from other villages to take advantage of the activities being offered, then maybe we should be asking other parish councils to make a small donation.
Yes.
I think, Chair, I think part of the review that the communities team would like to do would be to look at, so what they'd ideally like to do is see parishes come together more like wards, so bigger groups of people come together and economies of scale happen with their youth development. So I think that would be part of that, looking at doing that slightly more formally and using the providers through that. So hopefully that will come out of that as well. Thank you.
MAYD 22, 25, 26 receive update on the Connections Bus project.
So the Termini report came through up to December, which we reviewed in the full parish council meeting. Slight wobble because we didn't have a driver, but they've found one again, so that's really good news. Lots of questions yesterday asking about whether we thought it was good value for money. And I think we just reiterated the fact that KPIs are really hard with youth provision. You can't say, oh, because 20 people turned up, it was worth the money. But what you can look at is some of the topics that they're dealing with and some of the kind of value they're bringing in, providing a safe space for, you know, things that could have gone very differently.
I think it's an impossible one to put value for money on.
Yeah.
You're supplying activity for 25 local youths that otherwise wouldn't have had any. So how do you value the impact you're having on them?
I consider that this is rather cheaper than the previous offering we made, and we were getting very few children too. The maximum we ever seemed to get to that was about 12. So this is offering at least, you know, for catering for at least twice that number and for less than we were paying previously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we've got a good deal on this.
I hear what the clerk's saying about the content of the but I think just as a social venue, it has value.
In the absence of an actual youth club in the village.
And I think that December figure is very healthy.
Yeah.
Very healthy indeed. And we missed out January because we didn't have a driver, but they'll be back on board for...
Yeah, we lost one, so back on the 10th. Then we've had two sessions in January and we'll have one again on the 10th of February, and then hopefully that will continue.
And how do they communicate direct with the... their attendees? Is it like a...
Yeah. So when they sign up, they join a WhatsApp group and a Facebook group, and they can communicate with them directly.
Yeah.
So we can step back and just allow
them. So it's not kids stood in the middle of a dark car park waiting for a bus that never appears, which sounds like a story of my life.
So will the bus be coming on Tuesdays?
Yes, still coming on a Tuesday, yes.
Is it 6:30 it's starting?
6:30 to 8:30, yes. Yeah.
And I went through their website yesterday as well. It's a very well put together organisation. So their biggest issue is their unreliability of their vehicles. It's not the enthusiasm of the team.
No, they've got two new buses, so the liability of the vehicles is better now, it's the staff that the issue is with, but that's always the
life.
I have a slight question as to what some of the children do between finishing school and going on the collections bus.
This part of the issue is that they either have to be brought back into Melbourne,
yes,
or they are here already. So that's part of the issue. The one suggestion one of the parishes had was to run one from four, so do four till six.
Mm-hmm.
Then give somebody a break, you know, give the staff a break, and then do a 6:30 till 8:30 session.
It's just that I have seen some of the kids in the playground, you know, the down the mall.
Yeah.
No, obviously they're just filling time.
Yeah, I think that's part of what we need to fill is that gap straight after school.
That would be excellent, because that's one of the reasons we get so few people from Shepworth, because the school bus drops them back in Shepworth, and how do they get back to Melbourne again?
Mm. So Connections Bus are also looking to run a thing called, I think it's called the Generation Game, where they are teaching youngsters to work with older people. So they're looking for help from us to suggest locations and all sorts of things like that. So we'll be...
Have the dates for the Village Fete been published for this year? Mm-hmm. And is Connection Bus being asked to attend?
We invite them every year, but unfortunately they're usually rather busy.
What shame.
Stretched, but it would be wonderful if they would attend. But we do.
I think it'd be great for them as well.
Yep. I'll put another action in to do it again.
Yeah. MAYD 23/25/26 receive update on mixed music DJ project.
Not really too much to say, really. It kind of just tickles along. We're looking at doing something, obviously, in the summer, and we've been toying with an idea, and actually, I think it was Abby that came up with the idea, actually, of kind of tagging along off the back of the Melbourne Fete. So rather than, because what we was concerned about is, because we're quite a small little outfit, trying to get the time to publicise it and advertise it, was going to be difficult for us, and obviously we didn't want it to be just a bit of a flop, so we didn't want to spend the money and then not have the attendees that we wanted from the village. So we was thinking of how we could kind of piggyback off of someone else's advertisement, and we was thinking of maybe like at the pub, or but then I was thinking it's too residential, and then Abby said about piggybacking off the back of the Fete, carrying it on and using their tents as well. So we could do that from 5 till 9 or something like that. But I'm speaking with Andy Mace on Saturday to see if we can kind of...
Because I know they used to have evening music, didn't they? They used to have live bands in the evening. What happened to us?
Trouble was now, I don't know.
So through your chair, it was the security. Yeah. So they had to have security the night before. People sleeping over there, and then actually getting people to leave after a full day I think it just again, and it's volunteer based, so you know the insurance, but I think it just became one of those things that got a bit big for the group of volunteers that were doing a lot, and then of course the tidying up on the next morning. So I think they just decided they would try and make it a bit more.
Is there any volunteers to clear up the next morning?
We'll get the cadets now. That's what people they like.
So let's
work on that, please, because
I think that's quite a good idea, so I was quite impressed with that.
We've got a captive audience that you'll just keep going.
So we can kind of start setting up later on in the day.
Yeah,
so
what sort of age group are you thinking of? Are you thinking more of a sort of kids disco?
Well, family-based, really, right. So it can be of any age.
Right.
But our DJs,
yes,
all kids,
yes,
will be
the DJs.
That's what I'm thinking.
So that's the plan. It will be, you know, we may have a few
others
DJs
to bring in,
and like that,
just
but
to kind of
it will be
build
the kids.
Experience and very good role models.
So that's the idea of it. We were toying with the pub as in the Dolphin, we're like, it's a bit residential. The Black Horse is way too residential. So then we're like, what about the British Queen? Because that's actually quite set up okay for it, but it is in Meldrift, and we kind of wanted to keep it within where we get funding. So we were a bit like, let's still toying with things, but he's going to speak to Andy. With regards to the actual weekly sessions, we're still going. We don't have a huge amount of kids. The kind of kids we do have, they have different needs. Some of them, you know, we have an autistic child who absolutely loves coming because it's his social life. He doesn't actually touch the decks at all.
He does sometimes, but generally just goes. He doesn't really, just makes a load of noise. But we actually got another. There's two autistic. One's a lot more autistic than the other. But she comes along and you kind of leave her to it, and she kind of just cracks on, and she just does her thing. And we've got a couple of other kids that they all get on with each other, so they all play about and take turns. And we've got another young lad, he's quite socially awkward, but he's quite intelligent and he picks it up very well. So we've got quite a mix of kids really. But I'm hoping that we might off the back of the event. Try and get some more.
And I'm looking at trying to get into the primary school for year 5 and 6 sessions at the last month of the summer term, because my oldest one is going to be finishing at that school and he can go in and do it with them. I don't know how to use the decks at all.
Can I ask, when you first launched it, how was it publicised? How did you get your first attendees?
That's the Melbourne Fete. We did a session here, actually.
Right.
We advertised on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so we had maybe 8 to 10 kids, maybe something like that. And I brought in a company that I know that I used to kind of... They're like a radio station stroke community radio up in Essex, in Grays.
Yeah.
And they came down and they did a session downstairs of like just a quick fire round of kids to kind of give them a gist of what they can do, and that's kind of how I managed to get the first.
Is that repeatable?
Yeah,
as a relaunch, but to bring in the next.
Yeah, but I can do that myself really, because it was very very early days. I didn't have all the equipment.
Yeah.
So just to kind of get the feelers out of there, that's what we did, and it was quite successful.
if you got
a group of kids in.
10 kids as an opening, I'm all for that.
Well, that's the.
And that's generally what we do at the Fete as well. So when we have the Fete, we do quick fire rounds to the kids, and to be fair, it's quite a big hit at the Fete. It's constant, it's continuous.
Well, I just think music is such a common spark to people,
yeah.
So I think it's a good way, especially for kids with needs as well. I think it's a great equaliser, isn't it? So I think that's to be pushed as much as we can.
Yeah.
So maybe you're looking at a bit of what we'd like to do
is get more children, and then the kids that we've got can help teach the kids that come along.
Well, so again, that's another
spot. Kind of get them all involved.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. It's a process.
I'm just wondering, and I know it's not necessarily about having categories, but I'm just wondering if there might be some funding through some SEN. Charities it's an inclusive group, but the sounds like you've got a cohort that have got additional needs. So I'm just wondering if maybe the parents or the carers might be able to put you in touch with those. I know you've got obviously there's capacity issues, but
yeah, just another thing is obviously cool. We can't have too many because it's hard to control too many, especially when they get at different levels. You kind of get stuck really because you kind of want to help them and you want to help them, but they're both at different levels.
And we're not good workers.
Even it's just another way of celebrating what you do, getting it sort of acknowledged that this is so that perhaps things like the Community Safety Partnership will consider things other than boxing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with boxing.
In Essex and in Kent, we know quite a lot of people that do this stuff around that way. It's huge.
It's massive.
Absolutely massive in those areas. Mm. So it's quite shocking that around this way there's not
Well, and going back, you know, it wasn't too long ago at the Village College, they used to teach, that's how my son learned to DJ through being at the Village College, you know, so they used to, when the previous music teacher was there, that was another way of engaging, when it had the status of the performing arts, that was its speciality. So it really engaged the students who, you know, weren't as interested in French and German, they could take that as a GCSE. But that went, I think, when, which is a shame.
That is a shame. Yeah, so that's on where we are.
MAYD 24/25/26 to consider actions and project scope related to motion to support commitment to understanding our community by progressing with the project to review assets with a view to develop and improve resources for younger people. It came from the Parish Council, point 156/25/26.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping we could come up with a plan today, but I think with the offer from Cambridgeshire County Council, I think it might be prudent to
have that meeting first.
Yeah, see how far we can get with that one, because they hopefully have some of the answers ready to go, and we wouldn't have to invest quite so much money in the asset review and the strategic review from a third party. So I do wonder if we should see how far we can get with Cambridgeshire County Council and then come back to the next meeting with hopefully the report that they provide, and then come up with other actions. I know it feels like not progress, but I think it's just a different avenue.
Well, I must say, after the Zoom meeting, where there was 15 paid professionals in the youth sector within the councils attending, I came away quite downhearted that they were like expecting us to reinvent the wheel. And because they looked at us and said, it's all going to come from parish. I mean, but you're the paid professionals, and you're looking at us as the rank amateurs to put pen to paper and come up with plans. And it was really disheartening, but I'm happy to hear that they're having a second bite at it to try and support us.
More than you came away feeling that, and that's why they've thought of, is there a different way of looking at this and bringing the parishes together? So that's why that ad hoc meeting happened quite quickly, of other parishes coming together. So I think it might have been the catalyst, maybe, to
hopefully.
I did feel quite concerned that, you know, MAID was going to have to fund this piece of work. I wanted to get some great understanding of what it actually means when it says about to review assets. And I looked at the page, so all the documentation that came through, all the qualifications of the people that would do. So what is it actually we want from?
So what we went to them asking for was that we would like a strategic review of the assets. So this is more of a parish level, not just to look at the youth. So this was more of a strategic review of Melbourne Parish Council and what the assets that we own and the services that we provide and the things that are missing from the community. So they do that piece. They rely very heavily on councillors and community engagement, and it's a very expensive, kind of time-consuming thing to do. So it's basically one step down from a neighbourhood plan, this project. It's a huge piece of work, but it's the only way they do it. They do a whole kind of strategic overview. They won't just do focusing on your youth people. Whereas Cathy can do that piece of work, and then if we need to, we can fit it into a bigger strategic review.
Which I think answers my question why I think actually if we went down the other route, the parish council, in my opinion, that's where the bill goes to, not to MAID, because it's not just about youth. What we would hope we'd be getting out of that piece of work is that the gap in Melbourne Parish Council assets is youth provision.
Yeah.
But you know, it's going to be looking at everything. So that's why I feel pleased to hear that there's maybe an alternative that will focus specifically on that. And if not, you know, then maybe we go to full council. Yes. The motion came to full council.
Yes.
So we can say that this is one way of achieving that. Plus, there may be other gaps, not just youth. We know there's a youth gap, but there may well be other gaps. Thank you.
So we'll postpone that until...
I think we should go down the other avenue first and then bring it back.
Fine.
Jeff, can I just... I'm going to disagree with her. I have precepted for this piece of work within the parish's budget.
At full parish
for this piece of work, and I think they should probably take place around the same time rather than postpone.
But it's the same thing.
That you may end up with something that would come from both.
We'll bring it to full council.
I'm just not sure I've understood this. So, at the moment, county is proposing to do this piece of work.
It's a small piece of work. It's focused on youth provision, so they'd be looking at our assets from the angle.
So they look at what you've got.
Yes.
And what's missing.
Whereas this piece of work is a parish-wide thing. It's not just looking at one community. It's looking at everybody and looking at the gaps in assets for the whole parish rather than just youth provision or youth support.
Yes.
Yes. So through Chair, which I think would give MAID the evidence it needs to be able to say, you know, we haven't just looked at youth provision. We've looked at the whole assets. The youth provision, what it sounds like, is the gaping hole. Mm. Hence, that's why we're coming to you.
So, in effect, if we vote for this, which we've budgeted for already, we're going to get that with two reports.
This one's a wider one,
but still, they're going to
be youth.
Yeah.
And then you can use that one and that.
But this one will have a youth component as well, hopefully.
But this would not be, sorry, Chair, this would need to go, this would be a full council because MAID wouldn't be paying for the expensive one. We'd be saying to full council, I guess it's a major recommendation to full council, we can do this, but actually we'd find it really helpful to have this full asset funded by the parish, which would show that there is a youth
gap,
but also other gaps.
So what's the action we could vote on that? Can we reword this?
Well, we can't change the agenda. We can, because it was considered action as a project scope, what we could propose is that MAID recommend to full council that this would support the MAID activities in producing a report that would highlight gaps in the parish. So we could vote to recommend to full council to proceed with the, or to consider the strategic review, and that we take up county's offer to take part in a smaller youth focused group.
Okay, yeah. So basically we're saying we support full council carrying on with this piece.
That is what we could come from this incident point, yes, that we recommend.
And then we're going to take up the county on their offer as well.
Which one of the two reports will be most appropriate for our parishes which are not NABL?
This is looking just at this parish.
The expensive one is the Melbourne Parish Council thing, so that's looking at, it would still reflect gaps in the local community because you use the schools, you know, the schools. The youth provision one would be exactly the same actually. It would be looking at the village college, who comes to the village college and what gaps there are, but it wouldn't be looking at other parishes and what they have to offer us.
Just the college itself. Around the
I believe so. I mean, we're writing the abstract at the moment, so we could add to that abstract to look at other local communities in the area, so look, see what their provision is, which is what
but,
I'd like to think
they do. Sorry, just a second. But if the focus is the village college anyway, for the county council one, the village college, then it has your youth, and so it's inclusive to our council.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I don't know, because obviously county have divisions and district wards.
Yeah.
So, but the county division is Shepworth, Meldrith, Melbourne, well, and Wotton. No, that's the wards. So I don't know this, but I'm just thinking whether we make it ward, I mean, because that again ties in with the village college. They're the people. Wadden, I think, don't go to the village college, but Meldrith, Shepworth. What's the other one with that?
Oxton.
Yeah. So that comes under Peter MacDonald's county division. Yeah, so I don't know if there's a way of wording it maybe to county, could they look at that as the division?
Yeah.
But I think the division is even bigger than that. So
county
division through ward.
Is south of Cambridge, so yeah. It's large, it's a large area, but her idea was to focus on Melbourne for this one to then in the hopes that it would then be able to roll it out
to be a template for us.
Yeah.
Is there still a kind of catchment for
maybe village college? Yeah, that would that would then bring in the other villages, wouldn't it? Yeah.
If we can vote to recommend full council.
Yeah. So that's it. Can I propose it? Councillor Barnes, second. Councillor Davey, show of hands. Carried. Thank you. We're going to get there. Honestly, we're going to get there. MAYD 25-26, consider approval of job specification community coordinator to join Melbourne Parish Council.
It's not changed greatly from the previous version. We've added some more specification around funding, experience, talking to the not the PSG, the youth forum in our smaller meeting. This is the kind of thing we should be looking for. Is a broader role, not a youth worker, but a broader role, and to work with our current community coordinator and looking at this multi-generational, so we've all been mentioning this multi-generational aspect of it and how we shouldn't be compartmentalising anything too much because the overlap is huge. There's lots of things that both could be doing.
No, I read through it last night and I thought it was broad enough without being too broad. And it had all the right buzzwords in there, so I'll say that's a lot.
I'm now slipping onto my chair of HR panel for Melbourne Parish Council, and I'm just asking a question. So, realistically, the spinal column point scale is that seen as, where did those figures come from?
They are the current community coordinators that seemed sensible.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, because we've said between 10 and 25 hours, I was going to say with the time record, that initially was a fixed contract with a view to, I think actually perhaps only for a year to begin with. So is it deliverable if the person only can work 10 hours? Is it...
This is what we need to. This yeah.
It's a bit
thing we
suck it and see, yeah. isn't it, at this yeah. stage? This is so new.
Yeah, I mean, unless you end up with, I don't know, you know, if we're saying 10 and 25, if we're saying, actually, we think this is a 25 hour role, you know, then do you end up with two people, you know, who one can. But I just think we've got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
To get, you know, if we don't get any applications, we'd see that. So just in terms of the. So the person or the people that. Employed would be managed by the clerk and therefore come under the HR panel for Melbourne Parish Council.
Yeah, and reporting to the idea that Councillor Travis had initially was that they would report to the MAID committee, so they would be helping us drive things like funding applications, all those sort of things. So they'd be helping MAID set their targets and set their strategy.
Yeah.
And that would probably, why we went for a 3-year fixed contract is just because we don't believe that can be done in a short period of time. It's a long-term thing.
Yeah.
So it was a 3-year fixed contract to see what we could do with a person, with time and with money. And go from there and review it.
And I'm just trying to flick between Melbourne Parish Council being line manager and then the MAID input, but I mean there are overlaps there anyway.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's just in terms of, you know, performance reviews and
that would be the idea is that there'd be a Melbourne Parish Council employee because they'd be asked to do other things as well, I'm sure. But yeah.
So just in terms of timeline, do we see this coming to full council if it's approved this evening, that this would come to full council at the next meeting?
Ideally it would come so that we could move on it and we can, you know, I think full council would have final say on the jobs and what they wanted to see from it, but I think we need momentum and we need to move and we need to see if there's anybody out there actually that, that are interested, because it's an odd role.
Yeah, it's a big role.
But it might suit somebody. So
I saw a man once in the morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She said, send it to me.
I already have.
Sorry, who's this? The man.
Used to work for county council in this particular role.
Well, there you go. Because I was going to say, is it not a recruitment consultancy that specialises on youth workers or.
They're an oddity because it's either you've got youth workers which are trained to work with youth and young people.
This is fundraising.
This is a slightly different piece. I think we need somebody who can do that overarching bit and maybe a bit of that as well. Mm-hmm. It's a hard one.
Okay, well, I think it reads correct. So can I have a, may I have a proposer, please? Councillor Hart Davison. And send the Council of Arms. Yeah, show of hands. Okay, thank you. MAYD 26, 25, 26 to accept notices and matters for future agendas. Yes.
I was having a chat with somebody downstairs when I was volunteering in the hub this afternoon and asked him, was there anything that he felt was deficient in the youth provision? And he came back to me probably about 15 minutes later and said, when I was young, I would have really liked a football goal. It wasn't part of any of the pitches, that we could just simply take, you know, a small group of boys, or girls, or whatever, and just go and have a go kicking a ball into a net. He said, okay, he said, yes, you'll poach up the ground like crazy, but if you've got one that's actually perhaps on wheels, you can perhaps move it around a little bit. And it was just something that I thought, well, actually, that's something very doable.
The only thing is with ones that you can move about is it'll probably get damaged and
You'll get moved to someone's patch somewhere.
Yeah, amazing.
Someone's got, but probably end up over your fence.
If you have time to go up into Crucial Village, they've put one in there. The park behind the primary school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was describing it to someone recently. And it's a goal, and on the sides it's got painted wickets, and there's a basketball hoop over the top. Mm-hmm. One frame that satisfies
you get them in some parks.
Yeah, that's what there's a park. Yeah, it's the size of that wall, and there's a goal. Basketball hoops, and some wickets, and there's something else. There's more than three sports, the other ones. All in one frame.
Yeah.
And they put the matting on the grass, so you don't wear the grass completely out.
Would that be, was that specifically for the recreation grounds, or could that be on any of the other land?
There's could be anywhere.
Beach Dublin or Worcester Way or somewhere like that.
Just that somewhere that the kids could go and kick a ball.
Yeah.
Until the neighbours complain.
No ball games.
No ball games.
Yeah, ball bash.
But then, if you tried in one site and it didn't work terribly well, something like that's fairly movable.
Yeah, I mean, this one I'm picturing is a set. Obviously, it's
concrete
into ground, but it doesn't take long to break the concrete and
shift it somewhere else.
Unbolt it up and unbolt it and shift it, but.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely bit of land in
Retreat.
Yeah,
that's what
I was thinking
that
as well.
I'll take it away and then bring it.
I'll go and see if there's a name of the supplier anywhere on it. Oh. Take a picture of it. I won't find it there. Let's do some homework on that and see if we can get back. So, where's this patch of land you?
Peter
Bologna.
The plan I sent you, it's on there as one of our bits of land.
One of our assets.
Yeah.
So, not the New Road Cemetery, then, okay.
No.
Please look
up, buddy. Okay. Right. Poor house next to it, though.
Hot balls.
Sorry, no, I've just mentioned, it's not for this meeting, sorry, after the meeting. There's the signage for the cemetery. Okay, MAYD 27, 25, 26, to confirm the date of the next meeting.
We have. So the question is, do we want to get one more in before May? Or are we going away, seeing what Kathy can do, and then coming back, which I think will be after May?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
And
if I get a timeline for the report, I think that'd be the next sense.
Well, when's next parish meeting?
Next parish meeting is February 25th.
Okay, no, because we wait.
So, Chair, through you, I think that wouldn't, if parish agrees to the job specification, that won't hold that up. We don't need to wait till after they to do that.
So they've done that.
So I'll ask for a timeline of the report and then send around a sensible kind of review date for that, if that's okay.
I'm hoping Kathy will report back fairly.
She doesn't think it'll take long, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but there must be things they surely have been working on anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of their job.
If it's sooner than that, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.